Good morning, everyone. Today is day three of the Lent devotionals. So we'll just begin in prayer. Thank you, God, for this morning, and thank you for this day. Thank you that you have made this day and that you are with us, Emmanuel. And we give you this time, God, and I just pray that your word will just be planted in our hearts. I pray for good soil in our hearts, and we want to draw near to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll start by watching the Lent video.
Today we're listening to Luke 2. And when I listen to Luke 2, the story of Jesus coming to Bethlehem, one of the things that hits me is this not finding a place, not having a place to stay. And it reminds me of a story and an experience I had in the streets of Mexico City. You have all these young men who have no place except for the street to live. And we had a person who was working with them. They're illiterate. So he got an audio Bible from us on a proclaimer. And he showed me a video of when he first played it for them. And as they heard the scripture for the first time, just like the shepherds knelt in front of Jesus, they knelt and then laid in front of the Word of God. And these boys, as they listened to the Word of God, they began to come to faith in Christ. I come back and forth to Mexico City, and one time I was asking the worker about these 15 young men, and one guy especially who had been laying down in front of the Word of God, just weeping. And I said, "Hey, so what's happened to Juan?" And he said, "Well, last month he died." And it just broke my heart. And each time I went back, another one of these boys died, until three of them had died. And they had come to faith in Christ, but it seemed like they couldn't get off the streets. And I just felt like they were the thieves on the cross, telling Jesus, "Remember me in their kingdom." And I thought, each one of these are going to die. They're going to go into the kingdom of God, but they're going to die on the cross. And yet, over the following year, as they continued to be transformed, all of the rest of them got off the streets, got jobs, got homes. And I'm so blessed by the power of the Word of God. And so as you hear it today, this story in Luke to you, kneel before the Lord, worship the Son.
Okay. If I could ask you to go to the app, and there's two passages that we'll be reading today. So if you could follow along as I read. The first passage is from Luke 2, 1 to 20. "In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you the good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And the second passage is from Acts 2:14-41. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, declares the Lord, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not descend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies my footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Okay. And then the devotion. Although we often think of the words of the angels in verse 14 at Christmas time and on earth peace, they are relevant at any time of the year. It is true that Jesus will bring peace on earth when he returns. It is also true that Christians are to be peacemakers wherever they are placed now. But we need to remember that true peace is only possible when we have peace with God. Lent is traditionally a season for us to reflect on the fact that naturally we do not have peace with God, yet Jesus Christ has come to earth precisely to give us the peace we so desperately need. Maybe ask yourself today, do I have peace with God? If so, am I taking the message of reconciliation to others? And if we could say the prayer together. Father, we pray for all Christian NGOs, for a gift of encouragement when times get tough, for cooperation between NGOs across the city. We pray for the generosity of donors and supporters. Amen. Okay. I just wanted to share just something that jumped out to me as I was reading the Luke passage from today. And I wanted to focus on Mary's birthing experience. So I've got two boys of my own, and I just felt that Mary's birthing experience was too simplified. It was just two verses. Oh, they came to Bethlehem, and after a three-day journey, and she had labor. She felt labor pains, and then she gave birth in a bun. I just felt it was like too simplified. It's actually the labor experience is so hard. I think hard is a simple way to even put it, but. You know, I was kind of thinking, wow, the birth of Jesus was not an easy one. And you would think that the birth of the Son of God would be a bit more dignified, especially for Mary, who was chosen to give birth to the Son of God. And she heard from, she was given the task of bearing this baby and bringing him into the world. So I can imagine her care. Even when she was pregnant and her belly was growing, her body was changing, she was probably really trying to take care of herself because of the responsibility. Like she's going to bear the Son of God into this world. But then after a three-day journey into Bethlehem, she begins to have labor pains. And Joseph was probably running around from inn to inn trying to find a place to stay, but there's nowhere, there's no hospital. And the only place that they were given or that was available was a barn. And the only place for the baby was a manger. And, you know, Mary was probably exhausted from the travels and she just wished to be back home and be with the people that she knew. And I was just kind of putting myself in her shoes and I thought, wow, it must have been really hard. To be in a place, a big city, you know, they didn't know anyone. Obviously, I feel like if they had relatives there or they knew someone, they would have gone to their home. They would have found some help. But I also thought maybe they were wondering, like, oh, where is God in this and why is this happening? It was probably far from the birthing experience that they had imagined. But through all that, as soon as Jesus was born, God sent angels to speak to shepherds to go. And they didn't take their time. They went, it says they went in haste. So they went quickly. So I can imagine when they came, you know, the place was probably a mess. Like, giving birth is also a messy experience. A lot of fluids come out of your body. I know it's really early, but it's really like it's not like they didn't have time to have visitors or anything. But you know, like God sent these shepherds to come and witness. You know, these lowly shepherds, and then when they were able to share what they witnessed to God, to Mary and Joseph and all those around them, and they shared the good news, and you know, Mary's response to all of this was that in verse, let me go back, in verse 19, it says, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. So I just felt like, you know, Mary was probably struggling, but in her response, in hearing and seeing what God was doing, already letting people know that, you know, in this town, in this city, that yeah, you know, oh, I'm going to send you people, oh, I'm going to send you the word that, you know, that this is the Son of God. Peace has come to earth. I know where you are. I see you. You're in this barn of animals and your baby's in a manger. I see it. I know it. You know, I'm with you. I'm here with you. And so I really was almost taken aback, because in that situation I probably would not be so my heart probably wouldn't be so open. I'd probably be like, oh, just go away, I'm so tired, I'm messy, I haven't had a shower. But she was just, oh, thank you God, oh, I'm going to treasure these moments and I'm going to keep them in my heart. So yeah, maybe when God allows us to be in a hard situation, it's not in vain. And for Mary, it was a struggle to give birth. But through this, there came this little baby and who would be the hope of the world. And, you know, God always works for our good. So let's have faith that our struggles will also give birth to something good. So let's pray. We have the worship. Can come out. So I just want to have a time when we reflect. Are you going through a messy situation or a situation where you're wondering where God is? Is it hard to see God in your everyday, in the daily grind of work and family? And let's just have a time of prayer. Ask God that He will open your eyes to be more aware of His presence, to see His goodness in your everyday. Let's ask God what He wants us to treasure in this time. And, yeah, like, what is He speaking to us about? What is He showing you through your circumstances? See, whatever you're going through, let's recognize that God is with you. And even though things may seem insignificant, might seem unlikely, impossible, but just don't disregard it. You know, it could be the most humblest thing in our most humblest place. But that could be where God wants you to be and where He wants to speak to you.
To see things like you do, God.
God, thank you for this song, God. Yeah, I pray that our eyes will be on you, God. No matter what we go through, whether it's the highs or the lows, I pray that our eyes will be fixed upon you, God, so that we won't be overwhelmed by our circumstances, but we'll be standing on the rock, on the solid rock. And yeah, I pray, God, that our ears will always be open, our eyes will always be seeing and finding you. And God, if we have difficulty doing that, I just pray for your grace and your mercy and to help us, Lord, in our time of need. Let's go to the community prayer. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are going through cancer. Let's pray for just the healing and complete eradication of the cancer cells. Pray for those who are going through the treatment right now, that the effects of chemo and any other type of treatments that they are getting will not have detrimental effects to their bodies. So let's pray. Time we'll be praying for those who are unwell but also are not saved. So let's pray. As much as their bodies need healing, let's pray for their hearts to come to the Lord, and that, yeah, that, you know, that they'll be healed in their hearts of and find wholeness in God. So let's just pray for them now. Brothers and sisters and our families that are going through illnesses, and some of them are going through quite a bit of pain, so let's cover them. Yeah, there's so much on there, so yeah, if you could just maybe do a general prayer and just even pick one person to specifically focus your prayer on, that would be great. Pray for Dan and Bonnie. Let's pray for just God's provision in their lives, and that they will continue to believe and have faith that God is their provider, and in this time of waiting, that they will just seek God. Thank you. And today's mission focus is on Japan and Cambodia. Let's cover P. Sophia. I think she's coming back on a furlough soon. So let's pray for her. She wraps up her time in Japan and to enter a time of rest. That will be a really blessed one, and something that she will be able to be rejuvenated in for Grace and Oasis House, for Grace for her business as she reaches out to the Cambodians. And Oasis House is an inner healing ministry. The Missions Council, P. Sam, John Kang, Jungmin, Tim, Deb, Ash, and Sally. I pray for their hearts to really know what God wants them to do as they hold the responsibility to make decisions and partner with organizations or individuals. Let's pray that they'll have the wisdom to administer the funds to the right places and also for this team to be unified and just really love their role on the Missions Council. Local outreach, we have Igape Homi, SP Lights, Freedom Bridge, and Recreation. Let's pray for them. There's so many people that volunteer in local outreach, so pray that God will give them a heart for Hong Kong, help for the people that be the hands and feet, that can just bring God's love and healing wherever they go, and the message of hope. Pray for SB Fam, our foster and adoption ministry. Pray for Cadence, who's directing this ministry. And also let's pray for all our babies that are in our families and the foster families too, that the God's love will really be carried and from a young age, these babies will really experience and encounter the love of God. Few gatherings tonight, some discipleship, our university and our youth group and our prayer team. So let's cover them. God's presence will be with them, and that the word of God will just rest in their hearts. Churches. Our Go, the newest house church here is Go with P. Chris and Amy. Let's pray for Elements, McCain, McDaddy, and McRobinson. Pray for the leaders that they will not just be facilitators of discussion, but truly like leaders who will be representation of God's grace and love. And also to be able to lead the people well. They'll have a heart of compassion, a pastoral heart to the people that come. And also for just amazing growth to happen in these groups. God, we just thank you for today's word, and I pray that despite, God, our circumstances, that we will always hang on to your promises and your truth, God, that you are faithful and that you are with us, and that you are far greater than any obstacle or anything that seems impossible, God. And I pray that that we will always remember the spiritual markers in our lives, that at the moments that you revealed yourself to us, spoke to us, showed yourself through the high and through the low, God, if you did it then, God, you will do it today and you'll do it tomorrow. So I thank you that you are constant, Lord, and that we can find you, Lord, in the most unlikely places. So yeah, we just pray for just more of that, and I pray for all of our church, Lord, to end this week well, Lord, as we enter the weekend. I pray that our hearts will be ready, Lord, to continue to see what you are revealing to us tomorrow, the day after. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray.